We have a few moments just to think about something together. And as a church together in our all-age services, we are looking at the topic of prayer. And we're thinking particularly about the Lord's Prayer and what Jesus teaches us to pray. And so we're going to look at that this morning, a particular part of that this morning. Let's pray as we do that. Let's all pray. Lord, we thank you for the testimonies and the baptisms that we've just witnessed. It gives us great joy, and we give you all the glory. And Lord, we pray now that as we look for a moment at your word, that you would draw near to us, that you would speak to us, and that you would do us good. For Christ, our Savior's sake. Amen. Do you remember, children and adults, that we define prayer this way? Prayer is talking to God about the things that matter to him and the things that matter to us. So children particularly, if you want to say back to me these things. So if you say with me, prayer is... No, you're not with me. Sorry, perhaps I didn't explain it very well. As I say the words, can you say the same words? Prayer is talking to God about the things that matter to him and the things that matter to us. Are you ready? Children, are you ready? With me. Prayer... Oh... It's still going wrong. All right. Let me try it this way. I'll say it and you say it back to me in little chunks. Prayer is talking to God. More children's voices. I can hear lots of deep voices. Okay, let's go again. Prayer is talking to God about the things that matter to him and the things that matter to us. Brilliant. And we've thought so far that God is our Father in heaven. So we pray that his, super small, isn't it? That we pray that his name would be honored, that his kingdom would come as many people follow Jesus. And we long for Jesus to come back soon. We pray that his will be done. We ask that lots of people would obey God and they would trust that God's way is best. And last time we thought that we pray for God to supply our every needs. Give us today our daily bread. And now today, we're looking at this. Forgive us the sins we have done, just as we have forgiven those who did wrong to us. That's from the Children's Bible version. In some of your Bibles, it will say, forgive our debts. Debts was a word very commonly used for sin by people in Jesus' time. So sometimes it gets translated debts. Literally, as long as it gets translated to sin. But it's all about forgiveness of sins. Now that's what Jesus says in Matthew in the Lord's Prayer. But we're also going to look at another story this morning. You see, there could be a question. Is that it? Is that all I've got? Oh, okay. I thought I did more than that. There's a question. What is forgiveness? Now, got my mic here. Anyone want to shout out, or if you're a long way back, I might come with the mic. Sorry, if you're a short way forward, I might come with the mic. Anyone want to tell me what forgiveness is? Oh, guys, you're all a long way back. Do you want to shout out? See how that works.
Forgiveness is when someone says sorry for doing something, and you let it go.
You let it go. That's a brilliant way of defining it. Were you going to say something?
I was going to say the exact same thing.
You were going to say a similar thing. Anybody want to say something? Yeah.
About baptizing people.
Yeah, that's a brilliant thing that we've done this morning, baptizing people to show they've been forgiven. Have you got something to say?
Helping people.
It is helping people by forgiving them, but that's not so much what it is. Did Netta want to say something? What do you want to say, Netta?
When you do something wrong, you say. What do you say?
Sorry.
When you say sorry. Brilliant. So the way we get forgiven is by saying sorry. And that's a brilliant thing to say, Netta, because we're going to think about that in a little while. Jesus, in Matthew 18, tells a story all about forgiveness. His disciples, his followers, have asked him a question about forgiveness. And he says this, "Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king or a master." Now, I need a volunteer who'll come up and be a master. Noah, right at the back, would be good. I think I need a stern-looking man. Let's put you on a chair. So if you want to sit on the chair, Noah is the master, Noah is the king. And Jesus tells this story and says, the kingdom of heaven is like a king or a master who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. He wanted to work out how much they owed him. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. So I need another volunteer. Yes, you can be the other volunteer. Why not? Come up here. Now, you would be facing him normally, but if you go a little bit sideways on and you hold up high, can you read what that says? Oh, wrong one. Good job. Why weren't you guys all shouting out at me? Read that one. It's even better.
I owe 10,000 bags of gold.
See, in verse 24 of Matthew 18, it says, as he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. 10,000 bags of gold is a massive, massive, massive debt. It's millions of pounds. Some people have calculated maybe 750 million pounds. It would probably take 200,000 years to pay back if he was just getting normal wages. 200,000 years to pay it back if he was paying back all of his wages every year. So there's no way he could ever repay 10,000 bags of gold, 750 million pounds. Let's see what happens. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. So if you want to fall on your knees, just about there, facing in a little bit, that's cool, and pleaded for mercy. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything. The servant's master took pity on him and let him go. So what I want you to do now, master, is to get hold of that debt, have a look at it, have a good look at it, and then I want you to rip it up. Right down the middle. Brilliant. Cancel the debt and let him go. And say, off you go. Off you go. Go live your life. Go enjoy life. Now, that is a great job, Noah. It's made lots of little pieces, but that has definitely cancelled the debt. Now, it would be handy, Noah, if you just hung around there just for a little bit later on. So forgiveness, just like was said really, is to let someone off something that they owe you or to forget something that someone has done against you. Not like forget, like you make yourself not remember it or you have some kind of problem with your brain that you can't remember it, but to forget like you never bring it up again, you never act because of it. You forget it, you get rid of it from your actions and everything that follows on. So that's what forgiveness is, to let someone off what they owe you, to forget things that someone's done against you. Now, a really good question might be, okay, good story. Why do we need to be forgiven by God? Why do we need to be forgiven by God? There's quite a lot about forgiveness in the Bible. And Jesus, in his prayer that he taught us, he says, pray, asking for God to forgive our debts, to forgive our sins. Ask God to forgive the debt that you owe him. And what the people who are being baptized today realized is that they owe God a massive, massive debt. You might think if you're a visitor here today that it's a bit harsh, it's a bit kind of negative telling people, especially children, that they're sinners. And it would be really harsh and it would be really unkind if it wasn't true. But if it is true, we need to know. And we need to know that all of us are like that servant who owed so much money, that we could never repay. Because the truth is that we really do owe God, that we don't give him what he deserves. And it's like every day we're racking up a debt against God. Some of you adults might have credit cards, and sort of through the month, the amount gets bigger and bigger and bigger that you owe. And then hopefully when you get paid, you manage to pay most or all of it off. But with God, it's like every day of our lives, in fact, every minute of our lives, we're racking up this debt against God because we don't love him like we should, because we worship other things, because we put ourselves first, because we don't always tell the truth or act in the truth, that we don't do the things God wants us to do, that we don't worship God like he deserves. And so every day it's going up and up. It's like there's a big counter and it's going up and it's counting up and it's counting up and it's counting up. And the debt is massive, so massive, that we end up just like that servant who owes so much, it would take 200,000 lifetimes or more to repay it. That's why we need to pray that God would forgive us. Well, then another good question might be, well, how can God forgive us? How does God forgive us? We might be sinful, but how does God just get rid of it? Because it's not just like we owe him a few pounds or even a few million pounds. It's like we've lived our lives against him. It's not a small thing. It's a massive thing. And the answer is, it's all about Jesus. You see, the man who taught his disciples to pray this prayer, to say our Father in heaven, to say forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors, to say forgive our sins, the man who taught this prayer is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the great debt payer for us. He lived a life not racking up debt every hour, every day. In fact, if there was a counter for Jesus, it would be racking up good deeds, obedience, faithfulness, truthfulness, perfect worship. And this man Jesus then died. He died because he was executed, because people didn't like him. But more than that, he died paying off the penalty that we owe because of our sins, the debt we owe because we are sinners, because we've racked up this amazing death. And it's like this, as Jesus is hanging on the cross, as Jesus' life is expiring, you picture this counter up here with millions and millions of debts against God. And it's like as he dies and as he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? And as God the Father punishes God the Son, this counter is going down and down and down and down. And finally it gets to zero, all zeros across the counter. And Jesus says, it's finished. It's complete. I've paid it all off. There's no more debt for people who trust me. It's zero. Isn't that great? That's how Jesus can forgive us. And it's an amazing gift. And all we have to do is ask for it. We're going to sing, and then we're going to think just a little bit more about how we do that. So we're going to sing a song that talks about the really serious things we've been talking about. God is a holy God. We can't be friends because of our sin. But then we sing, Jesus died to wash us clean. When we put our trust in him, God opens his arms and welcomes us in. It's a great thing to sing about. So let's stand and sing, and then we'll just spend another 5 minutes looking at how we do that. Please take a seat. Well, if my master and servant could come back, that would be great. Got a new debt for you there. So if you have a seat again. And if you want to get down on your knees, that would be cool. That's not too uncomfortable. I'll try and speak real short so you don't have to be there for very long. Do you remember what the servant did about his great debt? He went to the master and he basically pleaded for mercy, didn't he? He asked for mercy. He actually asked that the master would give him more time, but the master does even better than that. But he's asking for mercy. And it's a really good question to ask, well, what is forgiveness? We asked that one. It's getting rid of a debt that we got with God. And then we thought about why we need forgiveness, because we got this massive debt. And then we thought about, how can God forgive us? Well, it's because of Jesus. So the next question might be, well, how do we ask God to forgive us? And you know, the answer is really simple. We just ask him. We ask him, believing what Jesus did, living, dying, rising again. But if we believe that, we just ask him. We just ask him. We just plead for mercy. As we do that, we admit our debt. It's like we hold up to God the debt that we've got. We don't pretend it doesn't exist. We don't say, you should really forgive me because my debt is tiny. I'm such a good person. I just did a couple of things wrong. No, we go to him and say, we've got a debt. And it's a debt that we can't pay back. And more than that, we actually say, and I am so sorry that I've got this debt, because I know you deserve better. You deserve so much better, God. So we admit our debt, and we say sorry about our debt, and we say, I know I don't deserve to be forgiven, but I trust that I can be forgiven because Jesus paid my debt at the cross. And that's something that all the four people who got baptized today can truly say, that there was a point, maybe it happened gradually, maybe it happened on a particular evening when they were at university or when they were at home or when they were on camp, that they had a moment when they said, now I understand that I need my sins to be forgiven and they can be forgiven. And anyone can pray that prayer. They're not magical words that we pray. There's not any particular words that we have to pray to become a Christian. But if we say, yes, we owe you a debt, God, please forgive my debt and do it because of Jesus, God says he'll forgive us. And he'll do just what he did in the story for the servant, what the master did in the story for the servant. He'll get rid of our debt. Just imagine all that you've done wrong in your life. Just picture it for a moment. It's impossible, isn't it? But just two or three things even. And you imagine facing God with those things and what you're going to do with them. They're embarrassing. They're shameful. And yet, you face up to them and you say, forgive me. And God just rips them up and gets rid of them. He says, it's all right. Jesus paid for them. The debt's been sorted. I need a third volunteer. I'll have a female. Can I have Jasmine? That'd be brilliant. Just hang there for a sec. I'll use you in a moment. Hang there with that. I just need you there ready for the right time. So last question. What does it mean to be forgiven? What does it mean if you're a Christian? Well, Jesus says, and it's really important the way he ends that. He says, forgive our debts as we forgive those who trespass, or we forgive those who've got a debt against us. Forgive those who've got a debt against us. And Jesus actually goes on in that story to say there was another servant, and the servant had quite a small debt. Sorry, get it the right way up. And put it so everyone can see. There was another servant, and they owed quite a small debt, 100 silver coins. Probably quite a few thousand pounds, so not nothing, but nothing compared to the big debt that I've just ripped up, the £750 million. And this servant here owed their money to this servant here. And this servant here had just been forgiven, hadn't they? A massive, massive debt. And so this servant here goes, gets on their knees in just the same way and begs with mercy, uses in the story exactly the same words. Be patient with me, and I will pay back everything. Now, you don't have to literally do this, but what you did in the story is you went up to them and you said, pay back everything you owe, and you grabbed them round the throat and tried to choke them. We won't do that, will we? No. But you were so cross with them for owing you a pretty small amount of money. And you said, I'm not going to let you go. I'm not going to let you off. You've got to keep that debt. And do you know what? You've got to go to prison. So rather than sending her to live her life, send her to prison. Send her that way. We'll have the prison over there. So if you want to go to prison there and go and sit there and look sad. I can't believe you've all got genuine sympathy for like this real hardship going on. That's what's great about Jesus' story, isn't it? You're all kind of in it. And what Jesus says is, when we've been forgiven the massive debt of our sins, it ought to make us people who forgive people who sin against us. Jesus says, the way we've been forgiven should be the way that we forgive others. And actually, the master over here hears about what his servant has done. And he says, look, I cancelled this massive debt of yours. And look what you did to this servant over here. So do you know what? You can go in prison as well. That's not a lot of sympathy for him, is there? So you can go to prison too. Now, Jesus isn't saying every time you don't forgive someone, you get sent to prison, into God's prison. But what he's saying is it's really important, if you have been forgiven, that you live a life forgiving others. And you know, it's true of lots of things that God gives us. If we've been shown love by God, then we are to be the most loving people. If we've been shown grace, that means a gift from God, we should be the most gracious, gift-giving people. If we've been shown hospitality by God, welcoming us into his family, and we have, then we should be the most hospitable people, welcoming people into our family. So it applies to lots of things, but especially this morning, we're thinking about how it connects with forgiveness. If we've been forgiven like this servant was, we should be forgiving people. And that's part of following Jesus. Remember when the guys got baptized, they said they want to follow Christ for the remainder of their days. Well, that's a challenge every day. And part of the challenge every day will be forgiving people, because there will always be people who do nasty things to you. Some of them talked about school and difficulties at school and people being nasty to them about their faith at school. What are they going to be like? They want to be like Jesus, forgiving people, even though they treat them badly, they treat them wrongly. They want to be like Jesus, being bold and truthful, but also loving and gracious. This is a prayer we always need to pray. In a way, it's a prayer we pray once when we get the debt cancelled and we become Christians. And it's a prayer that each four of these people have prayed. But you know, it's a prayer that we have to pray every day. And remember, we need forgiveness. And we pray for forgiveness. And because of Jesus, we have complete confidence that God will answer with a yes, I forgive you.